if you have a sort of, maybe even on a farm, you have a little place, a little, where hardly anybody ever drives, and just use it for access to different areas. What do you call that?
Lane.
Okay. Let's see. Skip over this a little bit. If you went into town, say, and saw someone, or I shouldn't say in town, because we're in town now, but if you went and saw someone you know, you might say that you...
I knew him.
Well, but you come back and guess who I at the store?
Met.
Any other words you might say? Or?
Guess who I saw or who I met.
Yeah, no, say ran across or ran into or...
No, you know.
Oh, I do, you, I do say ran across.
Okay. If I had a son, say I named him Richard Jr., you might say that I named the son...
After you.
Okay. The animal that barks is...
Dog.
Okay. What is it?
Your dog to me.
Okay. If you wanted to get your dog to maybe attack another dog, what would you say?
Sam.
Yeah.
All right. If you wanted the dog to come back, what would you say?
Come here.
Just whistle or...
Yeah.
Come here.
Really,
okay.
That's the little dog we had. Come back here.
Yeah. She just died, I tell you, and I about died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a
Chihuahua. I mean, and she, of course, she was so noisy, she barked at everything. It's just so quiet now because she would bark if a cat was running across the street or a dog or...
Somebody walking up the hill, the bottom of the hill there, she... Run up on the back of the furniture and
stand up and bark out the window. The quiet.
The neighbor had a cat over here. That cat started across the street. She'd hear it walking in the yard over there. How, I don't know.
If you had a dog that was sort of a mixture of various types of dogs, what would you call that?
Well, let's see.
Mine's 57 varieties, maybe.
It's a cur, is what they're usually called.
Mutt or cur.
Okay. Did anyone around here ever have any compunctions about, well, let's, the animal that you milk, we talked about earlier, is called a
cow.
Yeah, and the animal that you breed to a cow is
bull.
Did you ever know anybody to have compunctions about using that word in the presence of ladies or anything?
Not if you were calling it, not if you, in that sense, you were saying bull. No, I don't think so.
You never heard any other terms for bull, or?
Yeah, I can't think of what it'd be.
I don't know what it'd be.
Yeah, this, again, is something that's apparently older and really sort of more or less died out. But you find a lot of, there was one actual case where a field worker was driven at pitchfork point from a fire because his mother, I guess, was an old lady at the time, had said the word, which he felt was not proper for a lady of her station to do. I mean, the word bull. And you get euphemisms like gentleman cow and cow's husband.
No, just bull.
Just bull, all right. The
occasionally somebody will mention a gentleman cow.
Gee.
That was just for
being funny or something.
Curiosity more than anything else.
The, if you have, well, oxen, we talked about earlier, what's the working unit of oxen usually?
Working unit?
Yeah, I mean, usually don't use one,
team.
Use a pair.
Pair,
okay, a pair of what?
A pair of oxen.
Okay. Well, if a,
and some of them called a team of oxen.
I would say team.
If a gentleman cow...
Well, as far as I'm concerned, a team of oxen could be more than two.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, when they speak of a team, are talking about two.
Mm-hmm.